Wait a couple of days before one Chief Meteorologist Chris Smith on the Tennessee Valley's home of ESPN Radio, 97.7 The Zone.
Log on today, 97.7thezone.com. Welcome to Talkin' Ball with Drew DeArmond. Call into the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline now, 256-382-0724. That's 256-382-0724. Now, here's Drew.
Welcome back for Hour 2 of Talkin' Ball here on Crimson Tide Tuesday. We hope you enjoyed the first hour. We've been talking recruiting today with John Garcia Jr., and then I gave my thoughts a little bit on the finish of Alabama's recruiting class, which I think is going to be very, very strong. But speaking of that class, and a very big piece of the puzzle went public yesterday with B.J. Emmons from Morganton, North Carolina's Freedom High School running back committing to the Crimson Tide. And we're now honored to be joined by his head coach from Morganton, North Carolina, and that's Brandon Allen. Coach Allen, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Drew.
No problem, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you're preparing your team for another season, and from what I understand, this will be your second at Freedom High School. And I know if I was doing some studying on your career last night, and obviously it was a tough decision. You had turned the program around at Tuscola, but you decided to come to Freedom, and I know it's been a good move for you.
Oh, absolutely. It was certainly a tough decision, Drew. Yeah, when you leave home, you know, there's always some bittersweet taste in those decisions you make, but you got to make decisions on what's going to be best for you and your family ultimately, and I certainly couldn't be happier at Freedom High School.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's been a very successful program, and I know when you get a chance to inherit a talent like B.J. Emmons, that's always a great thing in your program, but you also get to help to mold a young man like that, and I know that B.J. has had some maturing to do both on and off the field, but he seems to be on the right track.
He is. He's worked extremely hard. You know, he's certainly no different than any other kid as far as facing life's task. Sometimes we make poor decisions, but the good thing is BJ's learned from those mistakes, and he's moving in the right direction on and off the field. He's doing a tremendous job for us this summer, working extremely hard in the classroom and on the practice field. So we're looking for great things from him.
No doubt, and talk about him as a player, you know, from my audience, so they see he was committed. First of all, I guess the one thing, I've seen different heights and weights, but what is his current height and weight right now, Coach?
BJ's about 6 foot tall, and he's weighing in right now at about 232 pounds. He's pretty consistent, anywhere between 225 and 233, 234, somewhere right in through there. But he's pretty consistent right through there, and just a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, and that's great size, Coach. I mean, you don't see too many high school backs at 232 pounds. And, you know, I've seen the reported 40 times, and I know you guys work him out. I guess the question to ask, first of all, is what was the last 40 time you guys recorded on him? Because to run a 4.5 at 232 pounds, you're definitely an elite athlete and an elite talent.
The last reported time that he has had was he had a Shrine Bowl combine, and it's been, I'm guessing, maybe a month ago, and I think he recorded it at a 4.43. I know
wow.
That at the Under Armour All-American Combine down in Texas, he got recorded at a 4.48, and he was at 232 pounds while he was down there. But he's right now, he's in much better shape than he has been. At either one of those combines, he's worked extremely hard this summer to put himself in a much better shape. He's stronger, he's faster, and he's more mentally prepared than probably he's ever been.
Well, and I think obviously, and I was in the same boat, Coach. I'm not going to, as far as when I wasn't and the athlete that BJ is, a lot of times when you're younger, especially in your high school days, you're not as focused on your academics and you don't do as well as you probably could. But then when you realize it's time to graduate, time to move on in your life, you buckle down and you do very well and you finish strong. And it sounds like academically, you know, there'd been some talk about his grade situation, but it sounds like he's in the same boat and he's trying to take care of business.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of times as young people, and myself included, that you cannot take high school academics as seriously as we should. And BJ is no different. Just because he's a phenomenal athlete, he's still a student. He's still a young man. But he has, you know, it's crunch time. It's all come down, and he knows that he's got to do things the right way. He knows he's got to make the grade, and he was actually at school today doing all of his classwork. So he's doing everything that he can on his side of it to put himself in a position to be successful in the classroom and on the football field.
And no doubt, Coach, and obviously we don't want to talk about the exact score, but I just want to know, has he already taken the ACT or SAT, or is that in the future?
He has taken it. I have not received the score back on that yet.
Okay.
But I do know that we've got it set up to where he's, regardless of whatever that score may be, we're going to continue to set up times for him to continually take it from now until whenever he's going to report or whenever he feels like that he has reached his peak performance on the test. Certainly we want to make sure that, you know, it's up to the academic standards, testing standards, but we've already lined it up to where we've already mapped out everything for BJ well up into the football season, so he's going to have to take it several times.
Absolutely, Coach, and it sounds like you're definitely doing. You've got a lot of, you know, the right setup both on and off the field for him. And watching the film of him, what was amazing to me, you've talked about how he's nearly 6 feet tall, 232 pounds, clocking under 4.5 in the 40. He's very a nimble young man, very good feet, is able to run inside and out. He looks like to me to be the complete package as a running back on the high school level.
He certainly is, and one of the things that. You know, I tell people all the time is something that gets overlooked is just how great of a receiver that BJ is. He runs tremendous routes, maybe the best route runner. And we got some good receivers on our football team, but maybe the best route runner we have on the football team. It'd be close. And it's foreign to him. He don't do it every day, but runs great routes, has phenomenal hands. So he is a weapon for us, and he will be for Alabama as well. We certainly can move him all over the place on the football field offensively and know that, you know, if we can get the ball to him, he's going to do something special with it.
And obviously, I've had people ask me about the level of competition in the state of North Carolina, but all I can remember is for years when Philip Fulmer's program was at their zenith, Tennessee would raid the state of North Carolina for so many good players. And obviously, Tennessee was heavily involved in BJ's recruitment. But just kind of talk about the level of competition in your state, because I think the North Carolina is a little bit better than people think.
I do. I think that we get a bad rap as far as what talent we have here in the state of North Carolina. I think we get labeled as a basketball state, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, I think that we got some pretty special kids inside this state too. We've got some top tier teams that compete at a high level every year. So I don't think the talent pool is as low as everybody seems to think. One of the drawbacks that we have is we're not as fortunate as most of the southern states. We don't get a spring football.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, during spring. So I think sometimes that puts a black shadow over us, so we don't get to work with our athletes probably quite as much as other states get the opportunity to. But, you know, we abide by the rules. We do what, you know, we do what we can, and ultimately we're still putting out good athletes. You got to look at Todd Gurley, who come from Tarboro High School, who's
great point.
Now, he's a tremendous, tremendous running back. A young man that played 2A football, went on to Georgia, had a great career, and now has an opportunity to play in NFL. So I certainly don't think that we're quite as low as people want to lead people to believe.
Well, Coach, all I'll say about Todd Gurley is, you know, if not for the suspension and then, of course, the injury, I thought far and away he was the best player in college football last year and would have run away with the Heisman Trophy. And, again, that's a very good point. And if from what I remember correctly, I know he's nearing the end of his NFL career, but Julius Peppers came out of the state of North Carolina.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, sometimes, you know, everybody gets caught up in all these other states that are, what we consider football states. And you know, they deserve that honor and that credit because they do put out tremendous athletes, but I think that we've got our share too.
No doubt.
You know, talking about Todd Gurley, I was actually watching some film on him last night, and there's so much similarity between him and BJ. Just watching what he was able to do as a high school athlete, and And just in comparison with B.J., I think B.J. and him hold a lot of same quality.
Well, and talk about, again, his recruiting process to update the listeners. He committed to Georgia first, and, of course, you cannot blame him for that. You look at it, Todd Gurley's success. You look at the success of tailbacks at Georgia under Mark Richt and with their history, of course, of Herschel Walker, Lars Tate, all those guys. But just kind of talk about, first of all, I guess, why he decided to open up his recruitment again.
Well, I think that, you know, as these young men, and I talk to several coaches, we kind of joke about it. You know, these young men go and visit, and then the next one they visit, it's the next big thing for them. It's something new and something exciting. So I think that B.J. went down there and had a great time and got to know those guys. And let's be honest, Georgia is a very prestigious football program, and anybody that had an opportunity to go play for them would be honored. And B.J. was honored, you know, have an opportunity to be offered by them. You know, but B.J., I think, once, and I told B.J. this, is that, understand something, B.J., there's going to be others. You know, this is still early in the process. So when all these other guys, all these other schools started to really, you know, take notice of B.J., you know, he needed to step back. And that was the proper decision for him. That was, you know, certainly not anything that I forced upon him. This is his decision for him and his family. I'm just there supporting and to help guide. But I thought he made a very wise decision for himself and his family to step back and reevaluate and see what all is going to be available for him.
Yeah, and obviously he – and then I've heard that he was offered, of course, by Alabama in late May, and he reached out to the university. And he obviously made two visits to the Capstone, and he also visited Tennessee. I know they interested him quite a bit. Coach Butch Jones is in the process of turning that program around. But I guess, first of all, what was his thoughts before – we'll talk about Tennessee first because I know they were heavily involved in his recruitment. What were his thoughts on Tennessee?
I think you very much like Tennessee. I certainly think that, you know, if we want to rank, you know, I don't like doing that, but I certainly think that they were number two on his list when he made his decision. You know, he really liked Coach Jones. He really liked the what Tennessee had to offer. The proximity was a lot closer to home for him as far as that was concerned. But after he took that first visit to Alabama and had an opportunity to meet Coach Saban and Coach Burns and Coach Kiffin and Coach LePoe and just be able to see how everything was structured, how everything was run. You know, one of the other big factors is when we had an opportunity to talk to the academic counselor down there and they talked about how strong their academics were with their student athletes and how seriously Coach Saban takes that. You know, I think that put a little seed in BJ's mind that, you know, this place is a little different. And, you know, coming back, we didn't really talk about it a whole lot. And, you know, I wanted him and his family to be able to go and experience that together, which they did. And ultimately, he wound up committing to Alabama.
And obviously, they impressed his family as well. And I know you've had a lot of young men you've coached for several years and move on to the college level. What was your impressions of Alabama's organization and the way they structure things? Because I know you've seen many schools.
Very structured, very detailed. You know, just as a naked eye looking at it, it was everything was on cue. There was not a lot of standing around. Even down to the, you know, where we were being shown around, everything was, you could tell they had put in a lot of time for the small details of things. You know, the biggest thing that I took away from it was just the academic side of it, that they make sure that their student athletes are where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be in the classroom. They monitor those things and they hold them accountable. And I thought that was extremely important, not for just BJ, but for all the student athletes. You know, and just for a head coach to take the time to make sure that just the small details to everything, every T was crossed, every I was dotted, I was extremely impressed with Coach Saban and his whole program.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And I know BJ was obviously impressed with what Coach Saban had to say. But I'd also, who is his lead recruiter for Alabama?
Coach LePoe.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about him because I've been impressed, very impressed with what I've heard of him and Coach Tosh Lupoy. He was an intern last year, had done a lot of great things at first Cal Berkeley, his alma mater, and then Washington. And I know you've had a chance to talk with him one-on-one and see how he recruits. What has been your impression of Tosh Lupoy to this point?
He's an Alabama guy now, I can tell you that. He is very much an Alabama guy. He promotes Alabama well. He does a great job when he enters a school building. I was very impressed with just the way he conducted himself and the way he carried himself because to him, he is representing the whole university. And that spoke volumes to me just in his manner of speech and those things that can be overlooked. I was very impressed with him. The one thing that I can say about Coach LePoe is that anytime I had a question or if I needed to reach out to him, if I didn't get a hold of him immediately, he always made time to call me back. And I can't say that about every recruiting coordinator, every coach. Not that I'm important by any means, but he always made time to get back or reach back out to me to find out what I needed or how he could help.
Well, and also someone that I think is going to play a big part in his development that I know I'm sure he's developed a close bond with quickly, especially in the camp setting, but that is Burton Burns, the running backs coach. I've met Coach Burns. He's a great man, and he has turned out not just at Alabama but at Tulane, Clemson, and now with the Crimson Tide. So many impressive backs have moved on to the NFL, and I know that had to play a part in his decision.
Oh, absolutely. When we went back down several months ago, BJ tweaked his hamstring a little bit, and it wasn't really, it was not a true indicator of what his athletic ability is. And his time with Coach Burns was very, very short. But after he got an opportunity to go back and had an opportunity to sit down and speak with Coach Burns and develop a little bit of relationship there, I think Coach Burns is going to be a tremendous asset to BJ and someone that BJ can lean upon and learn from. And I think it's going to be a great thing for BJ.
Well, and from watching film again, Coach, I was watching some huddle film of your football team and, of course, BJ last night. And I think one thing that struck me, too, is the transition is going to be a little smoother for him because of schematic fit. Because you guys, you do have run some spread, but you also run a lot of two-back, offset eye, you don't see that as much in high school football anymore with all the hurry-up, no-huddle situations. But, again, it looks like he's going to be a very good fit for the Crimson Tide.
I think so. And I think that was another reason that BJ decided to go to Alabama is just the structure and the type of offense they run. And I know that Coach Kiffin's doing a great job there. And they are spreading it out a little bit more, but they're still a downhill running football team. And that's the type of BJ back BJ is. He can certainly be an in-between tackle runner. He can also be whatever you need him to be on the perimeter as well. But he loves running an A and B and C gap. And I know Coach Saban has always taken pride in having a tough physical runner back there that's going to wear on people in the third and fourth quarter, and I think BJ's certainly going to bring that presence.
No doubt about it. And obviously, as you know, he's working hard in the classroom, as you talked about today, but he's also working hard to get ready for his senior season for your football team. I know your expectations are very high, but, talk about your expectations this season at Freedom High School.
We've set the bar high. We've made some adjustments to our non-conference schedule, so we're starting off with an extremely talented Shelby team. We want to set our measuring stick early. We want to go out and we want to face the best teams that we can find in the state of North Carolina, and they're certainly one of them. So we're going to know really, really quick where we are week one. But we certainly have high aspirations for our football program. We certainly want to do a lot better than we did last year. We certainly had a great season. We stumbled in round one last year, and a great team out of East Rowan come in and upset us, and we certainly haven't forgot that. So we've taken that mindset into the off season that we don't want a repeat performance of what we did last year in the playoffs, but we're going to take it one game at a time. We're focused right now on week one, preparing for Shelby High School, and as each week comes, we'll prepare for whoever we got. But ultimately, we want to make a long run in the playoffs.
Absolutely, and obviously, you're going to count on BJ to be a leader for your football team going into his senior season. And what is he working on, or what are you and your staff working on with him? Because obviously the old adage is you either get worse or you get better. And obviously, what are you having him work on to improve in his game going into his final campaign?
Well, all of our kids have worked extremely hard this summer. I think this has been one of the better summer programs that I've had. You know, I've been very fortunate to work with some great head coaches and be able to learn. But this has been one of the better ones. We've got a great nucleus of young men that have bought in and come in and come to work knowing that every day that they step in that weight room, it's going to be a war. And it's going to be a war physically. It's going to be a war mentally. We push them. They push themselves. They hold each other accountable. And then from there, we go out and we have different things on different days on conditioning that we do. And then we have practice on top of that. So it's been a straining summer, but we've set our goals high, and we know that in order to be able to reach some of those goals, we've had to work extremely hard. And BJ has bought in, has worked extremely hard. It's probably the hardest I've seen BJ work. And the thing is those other young men see those things. They see that, which ultimately it lifts the whole team where everybody's wanting to become better. Everybody's wanting to work harder. Especially when they see somebody of BJ's athletic ability not being satisfied with where he's at and still wanting to get better.
Yeah, and finally, as far as his recruiting process, Coach, he's obviously committed to Alabama now. Is the second school he's committed to, but is he finished in the recruiting process?
I hope so. I hope so. I certainly think so. I say that jokingly. I certainly think so. I certainly think that BJ is 100% sold out to Alabama. You know, this has been a hard, strenuous process for BJ and BJ's family.
Yes.
And it's tough, especially when you're getting bombarded with so many different schools and great schools.
Yes.
You know, so I certainly think that BJ is 100% sold out to Alabama. He's excited. It's Roll Tide this and Roll Tide that. And he's excited. His family's excited. And he's wanting to have a great senior year, and then he's wanting to continue on and become a part of the Alabama Crimson Tide family.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Coach. I want to thank you. It's been our pleasure for you to join us. And first of all, we wish you and your program all the luck. We want BJ to have a healthy senior season. We hope you guys can reach your goals and dreams of winning a state championship in the state of North Carolina. But we hope to continue to the relationship, and we're going to definitely continue and keep up with the progress of your football team this season, and of course BJ. And we look forward to hopefully talking with you again down the road. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Drew. Thank you, brother. And I hope you guys have a blessed week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. That's Brandon Allen, the head football coach of Morganton, North Carolina's Freedom High School. His star running back, B.J. Emmons, commits to the Crimson Tide, their 18th commitment, the first running back in the class of 2016. Big pickup for the Crimson Tide. And if you stay with us, we're going to have Ryan Fowler from Tide 991 join us to give us his take on Pat Forty and the foot he may have put in his mouth. Stay with us.